For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my goodness, where do we start this morning? Where do we start?
Monday morning.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Let's start here. Alyssa drove to work for the first time ever this morning.
I did. I feel like such an adult. It honestly was kind of nice because, like, there was other cars on the road. And for the past 6 months of coming into work here, I've been under the impression that everybody is still asleep when I am starting my day.
Oh, that is not the case.
No, there was cars. People were driving. I was like, wow, would you look at this?
So about an hour from right now, Alyssa is going to do her top five takeaways since her move from downtown to Parma Heights this past weekend.
Yeah, so which just happened on Saturday.
If I ask you anything that you're going to cover in about an hour, just say, we've got that coming up.
Okay.
So the drive in this morning, well, did you set an alarm at a different time? Like, how did you gauge your time in this morning?
Well, last night I looked to see, like, how long it was going to take.
Right.
A hot 20 minutes.
Okay.
Easy peasy. But I still woke up at, like, 3 a.m. because apparently that's what I'm doing now. I don't know.
So this is something that has been happening for a while? Your body's getting you up at 3 a.m.?
It's been for the past week.
Okay. Or are you just anxious that because now you have a commute into work, you're worried about missing that commute?
Potentially a little bit of both, but I was still waking up at 3 a.m. last week when I had a 30-second walk to work. So I think that my body is just a little confused.
Overall, how was the move on Saturday?
It was great. I mean, my limbs feel like jello. I haven't been this sore since I tried to do tumbling to try out for cheerleading in high school, to give you an idea. But other than that, it went great. The cats are still sequestered to only one room, so they have not explored. So I'm waiting to get their opinion on the house.
Is that something that you're doing by design, keeping the cats into one room? Why would you do that? Why would you only keep the cats in one room?
So we tried to give them free reign of the house on Saturday night, and they got really overwhelmed and started just, like, hissing at us. That's a thing with cats. You're supposed to start them out in a smaller space and then let them go into bigger spaces. So we got to work with them.
I would never have known that.
Yep. Just one of those cat owner things.
I've moved a couple times with dogs. They don't seem to care. They just want to be with you.
Like, yeah.
Dogs don't really care where they are as much as I think they just want to be with you.
Yeah, no. My oldest cat just started hissing at everything when we were giving her free reign of the house. And we were like, you know what? Maybe this is too much.
What time did you start moving on Saturday? What time did you end?
Started moving. I picked up the U-Haul at 8 a.m. And we were, like, officially done at, like, 8 p.m.
8 p.m.? So you could have used my help then on Saturday.
Well, but when I say that, we were done with the actual U-Haul by 3. And then we had to go back to the apartment and clean and just pick up, like, little loose ends of stuff. Mm. Like, Bryce has a mega computer monitor that needed its own trip in a car.
Gotcha.
So that had to be, like, its own trip. So it was just little stuff like that. But we got it done. We are totally out of the apartment and into our house.
Awesome. All right. So in an hour, Alyssa's top five takeaways.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It's been an adventure already.
All right. So we'll get into that. And then it's still warm for some reason. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I looked on my weather app this morning. It said it's 15 degrees above average today.
70s today and tomorrow. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Jelly Roll. Hope you're doing okay this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Well, I thought the Browns were going to make it interesting after that win over the Ravens last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
2 weekends ago, whatever it is. And then watching yesterday's game, I mean, in the third quarter, I started Googling headlights on the AutoZone website and then drove up to AutoZone to go find new low beams for my car.
Oh, that's how invested you were into the game. You're on an emotional roller coaster with the Browns this season.
Yeah.
You really are.
And I think the ride is over.
Are you hopping off?
I think so. But I said that 2 weeks ago.
You did.
I said I was going to get out 2 weeks ago, and then they sucked me back in with that win over the Ravens, and I thought that yesterday would have some meaning, but it had zero meaning. It was just another torturous loss.
Well, but there's always next week.
No, they don't play this weekend.
Well, there's going to be another game at some point. So
it's the bye. Now we can start talking about draft picks, I think, and rebuilding the team a little bit. On the flip side, the Cavaliers are scorching. They won on Friday night against Orlando here at home, then went to Milwaukee on Saturday night. That game was incredible.
Really?
It felt like a playoff game. I was so invested in that game, and it came down to a last-second shot by Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell now works on Trent. Lost it momentarily. Recaptures 3 seconds left. Mitchell for the win!
Yes!
Hey! Knocks it down!
0.3 seconds on the clock. Cavs win. They are 7-0.
Wow!
And Milwaukee comes back to town tonight to play the Cavs.
Okay.
So, yeah, something to do tonight. You can watch that.
I'm liking these odds.
Jason Kelce over the weekend.
What happened with him?
He was in wherever Penn State is located, in Pennsylvania.
Somewhere, yeah. I'm not totally sure exactly where, but
that's where he was he was doing some work with ESPN for College Game Day. Well, Penn State played Ohio State on Saturday, right?
You're asking the wrong girl. I don't know.
Okay. So this is what happened. As Jason Kelce is doing his work for ESPN, he's out there with cameras rolling, and the fans are out there too, and they're chanting his name. But some fans weren't doing it in a positive way.
Kelce, Kelce, Kelce.
Hey, Kelce.
Kelce.
I can feel your brother's...
I don't know if you heard that last line there, but it was, how does it feel that your brother is the gay slur for dating Taylor Swift? And at that point, Jason turned around, grabbed the guy's phone, and slammed it to the ground. And this is all caught on camera. So it's an ugly incident. I don't really have a problem with it.
I was going to say, to be fair, I'm like, yeah, that's right. He is from Cleveland. That feels like something we would do. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying, like, don't be a bleep hole.
Some people would say you can't engage, you can't destroy property. I would say you mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns.
Yeah, like, that's be a nice person, and that won't happen. It's pretty easy. Jason Kelce seems like a pretty good guy. So you really have to cross him the wrong way to get your phone smashed.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I'm in favor of Jason here.
So I don't know if this goes any further. I don't know if someone's going to press charges or whatever. But yeah, I have no problem with what Jason Kelce did over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
All right, let's get this week started. Using the stars as our guide. Alyssa aligns your week. Coming up in about 6 minutes on the Q Morning Show. Sabrina Carpenter, Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you with us. So I have no idea how this week is going to go. And if you're like me, you're feeling a little anxiety about it too. But Alyssa has looked to the stars for some guidance. And we do this every week. It's Alyssa Aligns Your Week.
Well, setting the stage, Mercury went into Sagittarius on Saturday. Mars enters Leo today, which is great news because Mars loves to be in Leo. And if you don't know what any of that means, that is okay. That's why I'm here. Basically, it's kind of the same energy as Mercury being in retrograde, which sounds scary.
Yeah, I always have interpreted that as being negative when they say Mercury is in retrograde. That's a bad thing.
It is. We don't really like it when Mercury is in retrograde. But this is not Mercury in retrograde. It's just similar in the sense of it's very powerful. But this time, this week is not going to be painful the way that Mercury in retrograde can feel sometimes. It's going to be more enjoyable, a lot less serious. You might spark some big conversations, and you might actually even have like a bit of an itch for an adventure. If everybody seems a little more confident and a little bit more animated this week, everybody's just kind of like, you know, letting loose, having a little bit of fun.
Who is feeling confident this week? Who are you?
Well, somebody should be with the way that the stars are looking. I'm just reporting what the stars are telling me. That's all
Who's
I'm saying.
Who's feeling loose?
And also, if you want to say something, this is your week to say it. If you want to do something, just do it. That is the energy that we have this week. Bill is losing it over there.
We have been told multiple times, don't say anything.
Well, maybe not us. I'm saying to our listeners, if there's something that you want to say, this is the week to say it and just kind of like be confident in it. And again, it doesn't have to be serious, which clearly Bill is not serious today. You should be feeling motivated this week, though, to step it up. Get some stuff done. You might even be feeling optimistic about things that make you nervous.
Do you have the right week?
I do.
Did you examine the correct week?
I swear that I did. I swear I'm looking at the correct week. But I thought that that would be a good thing. I thought that we would all be excited, but Bill's just laughing at me. So
I'm not there yet. Talk to me on Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. I'll talk to you then. Some notable things, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, keeping in this vibe of like very powerful energy. You're kind of entering your villain era, but in, again, a fun way. You're going to be embracing that fiery energy, standing up for yourself, fighting for what you believe in, taking bigger risks. So all that to say that if you have a Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius in your life, this might not be the week to cross them. They could read you to filth. So maybe don't do that. Maybe wait until next week. And that's your report.
Very good.
That's your alignment.
Can't wait to see how this week is going to go. Alyssa aligns your week. Every Monday on the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, good morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan and the newest resident of Parma Heights, Alyssa Rose.
We bought a house, in case you missed it.
She moved in Saturday. She did not need my help.
Nope.
I was in Avon. My son had two basketball games.
Yeah, so you were doing dad duty.
I offered my help after we were done, but she said, nope, got it.
And we did. We had it. But there have already been a few things that I've noticed as a Parma Heights resident / homeowner that I was not expecting.
So we're going to do this right here. It's Alyssa's top 5 takeaways since moving to Parma Heights just 3 days ago.
So number one, this became a thing the first night in there. We were going to hang out in the basement. And then we decided, no, you know what? We'll hang out in the bedroom with the cats. So I had to bring everything up from the basement, and I forgot something in the basement. I forgot I don't like basements. I didn't want to go down there by myself.
Wait,
I made Bryce go with me.
That's a nice basement. That's a finished basement
it
that
is.
You have there.
No, it is. It's a nice basement. But I just forgot. I haven't had a basement in well over like a decade. And I was like, oh, I don't really like these. I made him go with me.
You have too much space.
He was like holding my hand. He was like, are you scared? It's okay. It's just a basement. I'm like, I know, but it's a basement. Like, I don't like basements.
You've lived in an apartment for too long.
I have.
You're not used to all the space.
Far too long. Number two. What do we do when the doorbell rings? That happened yesterday morning at about 9:45 a.m. And I just laid there and I looked at Bryce and went, somebody rang the doorbell. He went, well, answer it. I went, no, I don't want to answer it.
That's outrageous. Did you file a complaint to the city yet?
I know I should.
What is happening there?
The doorbell. I was just like,
get the mayor involved. Why is someone ringing your doorbell at 9:45 a.m.?
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, it's probably somebody being nice, like a neighbor or something. I was like, but I look like a bridge troll. I can't go answer the door right now.
So what happened? Did they leave a note? Did they leave anything on the step?
They didn't leave anything. So I was like, again, random doorbell rings. This is not something that we dealt with in an apartment.
You got to get a Ring doorbell camera.
We do. We do need to get one of those. Number three, I need to allot time in the morning to back out of the driveway. It took me like, seriously, like a solid 5 minutes this morning.
Is it a long driveway?
It's not that long, but it's long enough that me trying to back out of it in the dark, not great. Not great. It's like, it's a detached garage to set the scene for you. It's a detached garage like in the backyard. So it's not like, again, it's not like a huge driveway, but it's long enough that I was like, oh, this is not my forte. I'm not very good at this.
You're going to hit some garbage cans?
I almost did. And now getting into number four, this is kind of like the commute, the drive-in this morning. My takeaway from being a new Parma Heights resident. Can we please all agree on one speed for Pearl Road in Parma/Parma Heights? There was like three different speeds, and I was like, this is asking for me to get a ticket. Why does it go 25, 35, 25, and then you get on the highway?
It's a little bit of a free-for-all out there.
Can we just agree on one speed?
Oh, no.
Why?
Everyone's doing their own thing at that hour.
Wait, that would just be way too easy to have one speed on one road.
We all have different priorities. Although I did see the highway patrol this morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, boy.
On 90.
Wow, they were up early, up and at them. And the last takeaway that I have as a new homeowner in Parma Heights, again, this is kind of about my commute this morning. This one's kind of sweet. I still get really giddy every time I see our little Cleveland skyline. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, when I get off 90, when 90 switches there at the Jennings Freeway interchange, uh-huh. And then you see the entire skyline
of
the
city. That's right, where I saw it, too.
And you're like, I'm going there. I'm driving there. I work there.
That's one of those things about living downtown. I don't get to actually enjoy the skyline. I never saw it because I'm in the middle of it. So that was really fun this morning, like driving in and getting to see like the terminal tower and everything. What, and I was like,
What color is it going to be today? What color is the terminal tower going to be today?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite games to play. And like, why is it those colors? I'm always trying to figure it out. But
I think there used to be a Twitter account or some kind of a social media account.
There was a Twitter account. I'll have to see if that's still up and running. But yeah, so those are all my main takeaways of my first 48 hours as a Parma Heights homeowner.
Fantastic. You're off to a good start.
Yeah. I got no complaints other than me in that basement got to get well acquainted. I don't think Bryce is going to hold my hand and go down with me every time.
What'd you put down there? Like a couch?
Oh, yeah, there's a couch down there. Like, there's nothing else down there. There's just a couch.
Is there a TV?
No.
Oh, that'll make it better.
Yeah, that'll make it a lot better.
When there's stuff to do in the basement, that
Maybe
makes it better.
Maybe some lights, too, would help.
Q104. So I love that Rich and Carrie got into a fight.
Excuse me?
Let me clarify that. Rich and Carrie are married. I'm not necessarily happy they're fighting, but I'm glad that they came to us.
I was going to say, you're glad that they're fighting?
Well, we need stuff to talk about on this show.
That is true.
We need the content. It's Hash It Out on the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
What is going on between you and Carrie? What happened? What caused a fight?
Oh, my goodness. Long story short, my wife and I were out shopping over the weekend. We got into a tiff in the middle of the store because she wouldn't let me buy something I wanted to get.
Okay.
What did you want to get?
A snowblower, which is ridiculous considering I'm the one who has to deal with shoveling the driveway. We were going back and forth in the middle of the store so much that I just said, you know what, forget it, because I was getting annoyed.
I have so many non sequiturs that are popping up into my head right now. Forgive me, but you said you were in a what with Carrie? Did you say a tiff?
A tiff, like a fight, like
oh.
Something that started small but gets really big.
Yeah, it's like a little spat.
Okay, yeah. Is that different from a quarrel or a squabble?
No, they're about the same.
All right. Can you rank them on...
That's not the point of this segment, okay. Bill. This is Hash It Out.
The other thing is, can everybody slow down with... I mean, I appreciate that you guys are thinking ahead and trying to get a snowblower, but we just finished up Halloween. Everybody's putting up Christmas trees already, and now we're buying snowblowers? I'm not ready for all this. I was wearing shorts last week. Anyway, I think we should bring in Carrie right now.
Yeah, I got to hear what Carrie has to say here.
Carrie, what is your side from the tiff that you had with Rich?
I love that he leaves out all the logical information. I don't think we need one because the last few winters, we haven't had any snow to shovel. And if there is snow, by the time we get around to getting ready to clear it, it's melted. I mean, the winters have been really mild. So, I mean, we have so many other things that that money could go towards than like a snowblower that we only use maybe once a year. Like so many of our neighbors have one too. So I'm like, just borrow one. Snowblowers are expensive.
Okay. So yeah, the last few winters haven't been too bad, but this is Northeast Ohio. You can't predict what's going to happen. Plus, it was on sale. It's not like we live in Florida. I'm over here trying to get a snowblower, not a motorcycle.
I know, but we could use that money so many other places, like repairing the deck.
I got the perfect solution. How about this? You try shoveling after the first bad snow of the year and see if we still don't need one.
Oh, all right. Uno reverse.
Rich and Carrie, we're going to stop you right there. 216-474-0104.
The great snowblower debate of 2024.
Whose side do you think I'm on?
Oh, man, this is tough because I know that you have said that the winters haven't been too bad, but I still think you're going to be on Rich's side.
I'm not on Rich's side.
Wow!
I'm on Carrie's side.
Oh, my goodness.
216-474-0104. Rich wants a snowblower. Carrie thinks we don't need one anymore in Northeast Ohio. What do you think? Hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, so here it is. I'm wearing shorts again this morning on November 4th. And we're talking about buying snowblowers.
Snowblowers.
I appreciate Rich looking ahead here and wanting to be ready for the winter.
He's just trying to be prepared.
But I don't think there's a need to be.
Well, so here's what happened, is that Rich and his wife, Carrie, they were out at the store this weekend. He saw a snowblower on sale. He wanted to buy it. And Carrie was like, what do you mean? The winters have been so mild. We don't need one of those. So that's what we're trying to figure out, is should Rich be allowed to get this snowblower, or does Carrie have a good point?
Carrie's right. So I moved back, in summer of 2021. So I have spent 3 winters here, 21, 22, and 23, right?
Uh-huh.
I can count on one hand how many times I had to shovel my walk.
Wow.
It has been very mild, and everything has melted away so quickly.
See, I think I'm on Rich's side here, though, just from growing up here in Northeast Ohio, in the snow belt with the lake effect. You never know. Some winters are more mild than others, but who's to say that this won't be the winter that we just get dumped on?
Oh, so you'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, and I mean, he makes a good point. It's not like we live in Florida. I'm sure that it will come in handy at some point.
Let's go to Aaron in Westlake. Aaron, you might have a compromise here for these two. Is that it?
I do.
What is that?
So I'm kind of more on Rich's side for the fact of, like, you do never know if he's just trying to, like, dad, dads like to have their tools, dads like to have their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So compromise, I always believe in compromise. I think he should be able to get it, and then Carrie should be able to get something for herself at equal or lesser value, maybe more if she's, you know, bothered by this, to get something that she wants for a little bit of compromise. So yes, Rich should be prepared, but also then Carrie can get the bag that she wanted.
I like that.
Well,
I like that.
That's how marriage works.
It's all
sometimes
about compromise.
I would encourage Rich then to get the more expensive model.
Yeah, why not? Why bother getting the one that's on sale?
Alyssa,
go all out.
I do think that you should get a snowblower.
You think so?
For your driveway.
You know, we did just get a text. Another compromise could be an electric snow shovel. And I think that's actually what Bryce wants to get. He wants to get an electric shovel.
Because I don't see the two of you out there shoveling your driveway.
No.
Like, I just don't see it.
No, it's going to be me begrudgingly in the dark at like 4:30 in the morning. Like, I'm so cold. I don't want to do this anymore. Like,
you got to do it all day. Like,
what?
You got to do it. You can't just do it once. Sometimes you get to do it like multiple times.
I have never shoveled the snow. I've never used a snowblower. I've never shoveled. This is all new to me.
Yeah. There may be some shows this winter, everyone, where it's going to be just me.
It's very possible.
I don't know if Alyssa's going to be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be able to get here.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Anthony in Wadsworth is on the line this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your three questions, Anthony?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Question one. What state is known as the Badger State?
The Badger State is known as Wisconsin.
Question two. McDonald's has been in the news recently because of an unfortunate E. coli outbreak due to bad onions. What burger did McDonald's stop selling for a short time?
The Big Mac.
And question three, David Schwimmer celebrated a birthday over the weekend. You know him best as Ross Geller from Friends, but in the TV show, The People versus O.J. Simpson, David Schwimmer played who?
I'm trying to remember. I believe he was one of the lawyers for the state.
Yes, need the name.
I don't know it off the top of my head. I know he was one of the lawyers, but I can't think of his name.
We had some tough questions today, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
However, they might be so tough that Alyssa is going to miss him as well.
Well, we'll see.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Alyssa is sauntering back into the studio. Do you like that? You're sauntering.
Sauntering. What a big word.
Sitting back down at her microphone. The headphones are on. It's Anthony in Wadsworth on with us right now.
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Alyssa.
I'm not going to tell you how he did. I'm just jumping in with your three questions, Alyssa. You ready to go?
Let's hit it.
Question one. What state is known as the Badger State?
Wisconsin?
Question two. McDonald's has been in the news recently because of an unfortunate E. coli outbreak due to bad onions. What burger did McDonald's stop selling for a short time?
The Big Mac. No?
I'm sorry, it's the Quarter Pounder.
Oh.
They stopped selling the Quarter Pounder for a few days.
Oh, man. Okay.
Question three. David Schwimmer celebrated a birthday over the weekend. You know him best as Ross Geller from Friends. But in the TV show The People versus O.J. Simpson, David Schwimmer played who?
O.J.'s lawyer.
Correct. Gonna need a name.
You need a name?
Well, sure. He played this person.
Was it a Kardashian?
Gonna need the name.
No. Oh, my God. I don't know.
You are on the right track. Robert Kardashian.
I almost said Rob, too, but I didn't because that's the son.
So how did you do there, Alyssa? You went 1-for-3.
I did.
Anthony in Wadsworth also went 1-for-3. We have a tie today.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness we have a tie.
However, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
I think we have a nice parting gift for you, and it's kind of close to your house. The Akron Civic Theater. It's Derek Hough's Dancing for the Holidays. Would you like some tickets?
My daughter would love that because she loves Dancing with the Stars. She actually dances herself.
Perfect.
Perfect. We got a daddy-daughter date ready to go.
My name is Anthony, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So good to have you here this morning. The day before Election Day. I have no idea what Wednesday is going to look like. You hear some people predicting that we won't know who wins the presidency on Wednesday morning. That is a whole different issue. But at least the political ads will be over.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
I mean, even yesterday, just trying to escape, trying to watch the Browns game. And then every commercial is Bernie Moreno, Sherrod Brown.
I know. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, make it stop.
And then I stopped watching the Browns game yesterday, like in the third quarter, because I've got better things to do than to waste my time watching this Browns game because I'm missing a headlight in my car. And so I Google AutoZone and I go find the right headlights for my car. And I'm outside of my driveway. And I don't know how to do this. I don't know. I've never replaced a headlight in my car.
I was going to say, that's pretty bold for you to just try to do it yourself rather than, I don't know, just taking it to any car place.
It doesn't. Yeah, you would have to take that to a mechanic. I'm not going to go do that. I'm going to at least try to do it myself.
I mean, they'll even do it at like Valvoline.
Like, oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that. So I watched a YouTube video to see if I could figure out how to replace his headlight. And then the first thing that I see, Bernie Moreno.
Sherry Brown.
I'm like, ah, I can't escape it.
Oh, my God.
Even the YouTube has all these videos. And it's not just the political ads. It's not just those ads. Mm-mm. It's the texts.
Yeah.
That are coming to my phone. Are you getting a bunch of these?
Oh, I'm getting so many. I got one last week that had like a bunch of Halloween emojis, though. And I thought that was kind of cutesy. I was like, whoever made this is really doing the most right now.
So I got one. Let me scroll here. I got one that was so bizarre. Hi, William. Wondering which presidential candidate you match with most?
What?
Take this quick quiz to find out. It's like, I'm not taking a quiz to find that out.
What is this, a dating app? You're trying to match with your... If you don't know by now, I don't know if you're going to know.
Right.
Like, if you don't know yet who you're voting for, I don't know. Like, you might be a little late to this party.
I did not need to take that quiz. I don't know about you, because I lived in multiple states in the last 20 years, most recently Arizona. But I left Arizona 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You just left California. Are you getting the text from California as well?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting double whammy right now.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm the same way.
But this one kind of has me intrigued, because this one came from Arizona. Hey, William. If you live in, it has my old address in Chandler, Arizona, you should be able to vote at Chandler Bible Church. And it gives me the address.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, a local DJ will be spinning at your poll.
What? Why don't we have DJs here? That sounds like a party.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds kind of fun.
That would be so much better if it was like a big party to go vote at my election place. I don't think my polling place is this cool.
Yeah, I have to go to an elementary school, so I don't really see them turning up like that, but I wish they would. Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I almost have FOMO right now, because I want to still vote at Chandler Bible Church tomorrow. And now I can't. I'm going to miss out on this. All right, get your ballot. Head in!
How we feeling out there Woo! Tonight? All registered to vote!
Five and out, another round of shots! Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
I'm in.
I hope that my polling place has that tomorrow. I really do.
We should just vote at nightclubs.
Let's do it.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. How'd you hurt your face?
I'm curious, what did you do this weekend that you hurt your face and your wife Paula hurt her face too?
Yeah. So I don't think we could do this every week. I hope we wouldn't be able to do this every week.
I hope not.
But I think it's unusual that both Paula and I had something happen to us where we hurt our faces. And I got it all started on Friday night. We were over at some friends, a friend's house, and sitting in their backyard on the back patio. And at one point in the night, I decided to go inside to go get another beer.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm walking up their back patio, I noticed that their sliding glass door is open. It's halfway open.
Okay.
So I decided to just walk right into their house.
All right.
Except I didn't notice the screen door.
Classic. Classic. That's happened to me. Yeah.
Screen door was there.
Walk right into the screen door.
Yeah.
Did you feel like a bird?
The weather was very nice on Friday night. And I guess that we still have screen doors open right now. And I just didn't occur to me that there would be. See, you know what? I don't have a screen door on my back patio. That's why I didn't anticipate.
Oh, that's what you're going to blame this on?
So I just. What? Just slam my head right into their screen door. Do you notice that right there on the tip of my nose?
Oh, I do now.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it.
Little cut.
You sustained an injury.
That's nothing compared to what my wife did on Saturday night.
What did she do?
Now, this is always a big fear of mine, because we have wooden floors in the house.
Uh-huh.
And the kids run around wearing socks all the time on the wooden floors. Drew especially. And we have wooden steps that go upstairs to the to the third floor.
So you're worried they're going to fall.
I'm always worried that they're going to slip on the steps. Well, it happened to Paula on Saturday night, where she's climbing into bed. She's wearing socks. She slips on the floor, bangs her head into the nightstand.
No, Paula.
Face first into the nightstand.
Oh, no.
I would love to share a picture with you on the Instagram, but she would kill me.
Oh, no. You got to get her some socks with the little grippies on the bottom. Oh, I know what I'm going to get her for Christmas now.
She, even though she had the day off yesterday, she put on makeup. And you can't really tell, but there is a big bruise on the side of her face.
Oh, no.
So how'd you hurt your face?
We got double whammy, Bill and Paula, both this weekend.
216-474-0104. If you hurt your face, it doesn't have to be this past weekend, but how'd you hurt your face?
How'd you do it?
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning.
The perfect song.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Because I heard it. How'd you heard it?
So I ran into a screen door. I cut my nose. My wife slipped on a wood floor, wearing socks, slammed her face into her nightstand. She's got a big bruise.
Ugh.
So we're just wondering. So now, every single morning, we're going to play How'd You Hurt Your Face?
I hope this is not something we can do every day. I hope not.
Let's go to Jackson in North Royalton. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, who hurt their face? Did you hurt your face or did someone else hurt their face?
It was my wife that hurt her face this past weekend.
What happened?
So we were just hanging out on our patio, having a fire with the kids this past weekend. And all of a sudden, she runs in the house, and I have no idea what happened. So 5 minutes later, she comes back out, and she's got this Band-Aid right at on her chin. And I guess one of the ashes hit her from the fire. She was sitting right in front of the fire.
Oh.
And it must have came out and got her right on the chin, unfortunately.
Is she okay?
She's all right, yes. It just looks like it's scabbing over. But, she actually has a bachelorette party this weekend, so it's, coming at the worst time.
No!
So, yeah, I thought it was a good one to share with you guys.
So, are we talking big, giant Band-Aid on her chin or just a little one?
It was, one that you put around your finger or something like that. Not too bad, but it's, right in the middle of her chin. So,
hopefully
it scabs over and it's gone by the end of the weekend.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson. And hopefully your wife doesn't mind that you called up and shared that story with us.
We'll figure that out later.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate you calling in this morning.
You got it. You have a great day.
Now we're going to go to Alyssa's newest place of residence, Parma Heights, to talk to Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
How'd you hurt your face, Jennifer?
I fell in a hole.
What? You fell in a hole?
When did this happen?
I was walking my dog in a park, and I'm usually aware of where this hole is, but it was covered in beautiful autumn leaves, and I went right in the hole, flat on my face.
Oh. How deep is said hole?
Oh, boy. It was at least, 7 inches deep, so I was flat on my face and my hip and on my ankle, a weird ankle.
You hurt beautiful. More than just your face.
Yeah, I hurt everything.
Multiple injuries going on here.
I did.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's no question here. You win. Who hurt my face?
Yeah, that's Jennifer. You hurt more than your face.
Yeah, if you're hurting all over.
So if this is a game, you win first place.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't planning on winning anything.
Well, there you go. You're a winner in our eyes.
What happens? What should happen now is, Jennifer, you should get together with Alyssa. And
we're neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're neighbors. You got to show me where this hole is so I don't make the same mistake. Well,
and then you guys get together, go to City Hall, get a petition going.
Fill the hole.
Fill this hole.
All right.
We'll work on it.
Thank you, Jennifer. Right. Thank you for listening this morning, and feel better soon.
Thank you. You too.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Garfield Heights so we can talk to Lucy. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning.
Share some good vibes with us.
Oh, gosh. Well, we all need some good vibes, right, with the election so close. So whenever I get overwhelmed, I like to go outside, go for a walk in one of our, like, beautiful metro parks. And recently the weather's been gorgeous. The leaves are changing. And it's really just a great way to take a breath and lift your spirit.
Well said, Lucy.
Lucy, where is your go-to metro park? Where's the one that you go to the most often?
Garfield Heights has a metro park right there, and they've just finished a big construction project improving it. They had the grand opening a couple weeks ago, so it's really great to see all the work they've been done completed.
Oh, wow. I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, join Lucy on some very long walks today, tomorrow, probably Wednesday.
Right? I think we all need to, like, go see some leaves and just touch some grass as we get closer to this election.
Definitely, yeah.
Thank you, Lucy, for sharing your good vibe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
216-474-0104. That's how you share good vibes on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.